This is DJ Tennis of Trouble Radio, and you're listening to a Trouble Radio interview podcast. Any attempt to copy, reproduce, or distribute for sale is expressly prohibited by law unless written authorization has first been obtained from Trouble Radio and Mansfield Park. Enjoy the interview.
Good evening, Trouble Radio listeners. This is the Tan Man, DJ Tennis on the Dragon's Den Live, and I have with me Kenny from Mansfield Park.
What's happening?
I should introduce you guys. I should introduce you guys. See, I should go on a road with you. And he's like, Mansfield Park. I could, like, you know, do the, I could, what is that? Copyright that, like Michael Buffer.
There you go. You could be our hype man.
There you go. See?
Yes, sir.
I could be useful. Hey, you know, and in Absolutely. The event, I could also double as a bouncer.
Oh, there you go. We could always use an extra hand on security.
See, I got that unique set of skills. You ever see that movie Taken?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about with my man, Liam Neeson.
Yeah. See, I'm kind of like that, you know. Over a course of 4 or 5 years with the United States government, I was delivered a unique set of skills that offers me the ability to deal with the underworld.
Awesome. That is a very, very cool skill to have. I'd say that would come in very handy in today's day and age.
Yeah, well, you know, the unfortunate thing is when they taught me that skill, I was probably 4 inches lighter on the waist, and, yeah.
Well, hey, it's just like riding the bike, though, man, I guarantee you.
Yeah. The only problem is I'd probably pull a hammy or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So what's going on, brother? What you been up to?
Oh, man, just staying busy, playing, touring around the Midwest, supporting our recently released CD entitled Prelude. And
nice.
Just staying busy, playing out and doing the thing, man.
Excellent. Hey, you know what, I'm to understand through the grapevine that you also had a hand in another CD that is in pre-release now, but getting ready to be released here, you know, fully in the next week or two, the Beast Selects Best Metal CD.
That's true. Yep, that's the Benefits CD.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were excited.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. We were asked if we wanted to be included in on that, and Mansfield Park is always anxious and excited to be involved in any type of positive organization or any type of charity or anything like that, anything to lend a helping hand in any way that we can. And so we're excited to be part of that on more than one level. So that's an awesome thing there, definitely.
Absolutely. Totally agreed on that one. We don't have any music on there, but we've stepped out and Trouble Radio and helping Dave and Scott out with the promotion of that and getting that thing out there because there's a lot of people in need right now and it just doesn't seem like, you know, God forbid you can't rely on the government. Unbelievable,
right
there.
Sure.
So it's up to us to take care of our own people.
That's right. That's right. And really, I mean, that's the best way to handle it when we handle it ourselves. And if we took that same type of approach in all aspects of our life here in the States, I think things would be a lot better. For too many years, we wanted someone else to take care of it for us, and that's why the government is so screwed up. Well, that amongst a bunch of other reasons, but that definitely got a large part to play, is how little a part we as American people play. We complain about things when it goes wrong, but, you know, we need to exercise that foresight and foreknowledge a little bit more and start taking more of that homegrown, let's get it done ourselves mentality, and I think that'll help us out tremendously.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Totally agree. I was talking with Dave earlier, and we had Public Parking on, who also has contributed to the CD, and probably the greatest, the single greatest component of this is that, unlike some of our other goofball endeavors where, you know, 10 cents of every dollar actually makes it to the individuals or organizations in need, the 100% of this thing is going right down to the brass tacks. And you know, interestingly enough, and I'm sure you agree, you know, let's just say that Revolution Music is able to push, I don't know, 50, 100,000, 200,000 of these things, right?
Sure.
They'd probably get more money to the people who actually need it than these $300 million fund drives that you see all over the tube or other radio and things like that. And that's just amazing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, our experience with Revolution has been a very, very, very joyful one right from the beginning. Dave and Scott are great guys, and how they treat their artists and in regards to you know, help and interaction and all that sort of thing is just you know, just really, really tremendous, and we love those guys. And you know, they're just a whole lot of unusual things about Revolution, and unusual in a good way, that makes us very happy to be part of the Revolution family. To be involved in this benefit project alone, you know, that just shows you the type of people, you know, that they are and where their hearts are at, and they really are. It's a great company to be part of, and a great opportunity to be part of the benefit album as well. So definitely.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, my dealings with both the guys, been nothing but positive, and I look forward to. Look forward to working with them on many different endeavors, you know, among the charity works as well as other things in the near and long term future. Absolutely, couldn't agree with you more on that one. Absolutely. So, dude. So now, okay. Let's talk touring. I keep begging for people to come to Northern California.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to get out there, man. I think we would do real well out there. We've been there's somewhat of a demand out as far as Arizona as well, and Nevada. So out that way. So I mean, there's a lot of things going on there, and there's a absolute great opportunity that we're going to be out there real soon, supporting this. Well, we've got another release that we're going to be working on, actually. We go back in the studio in August, and we'll be in the studio for about 6 weeks working on our next, this is going to be a full length, this next one, and we're really, really expecting some great things with that. So we're going to tour on that album once that is done, and so they can, you can look for us probably right around early autumn, late autumn, early winter, late autumn, and
okay,
out there, which is a great time of year to be heading out that way anyway. It's starting to cool off here, and the climate's a little bit nicer out there that time of year, so that'll work out real nice.
Sure, sure, very cool.
Oh yeah,
yeah, I like to hear that.
Yes,
well,
sir.
I don't know about the weather, dude. Okay, just to give you a geographical perspective of where I sit, we broadcast out of Northern California. We're about 30 miles south of Sacramento and about 80 miles east of San Francisco. And I got to tell you, you got to pray for better weather than we're getting this year, because today, ripe old May 27th, it poured, was cold, and it's been that way off and on throughout the entire spring. And we're less than a month away from summer.
Oh,
I don't know what's going on.
Well, here, let me give you the contrast. Here in Michigan, over in the Midwest, which, you know, we're known for our devastating winters and short summers, it's like today it was 87 degrees with the humidity right around 70. So I mean, it was like very, very, very summer like here. So that gives you a little perspective as to how goofy the weather definitely seems to be turning over the last 2 years. And it's been kind of strange, actually, for the last couple of years. And I don't know, you know, the views are kind of split in regards to the debates with the greenhouse effects and all that sort of thing, whether it's man-caused or whether it's just a thing that's you know, going through a cycle type thing. But either way, man, it's pretty interesting just to see what's going on. So we'll see what happens here. Hopefully the glaciers don't melt away too soon, and we get a chance to make it out there in Northern California before it's too late.
Yeah, right. Hey, you lost me at 70% humidity, dude. That's not happening.
Is that amazing or what? I mean, that's just ridiculous. Yeah, and that's the norm here in the summertime, honestly, for Michigan summers, man. Humidity is always high. It's just ridiculous. And our summer starts actually probably now more like in July and runs right into the end of October.
Wow.
So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from the Northeast, so I feel you. I remember when I was a kid, it was nothing to get 6 feet of snow. Nothing.
Oh, yeah. No, it was. It was. Yeah, you kind of look forward to it. You'd be counting down until that hits so you get your snow days and didn't have to go to school, right?
That's right. Yeah. And real snow days, not this joke they got now where there's just a little sifting on the ground and, oh, we got to close the schools down. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's mandated that they've got to have a certain amount of snow days and all that sort of thing. So there's so much politics going on in just every aspect of all type of municipal and administrative services to our townships and cities and just, oh, my goodness, that's a whole different story. But, don't get me started.
Oh, yeah. I'd imagine. Well, you know, speaking of snow days, kind of leads us into the teaching realm. I heard that you are one to teach Get Fiddle to some children or to some challenged, handicapped.
Well, actually, I am a guitar teacher here in the Detroit area. And I do have a pretty good number of students. I've got over 30, but my approach is I'm just open to everybody, and I believe that everyone, whether they realize it or not, or whether they really want to admit it or not, has some type of challenge in their life, and
sure.
Some people's challenges may be a little more extreme than others, but everyone's got something that, maybe something, some weird mark or some kind of something or something that just makes you insecure about yourself that no one else might know about, And some people, sure. It's a little bit more obvious, what their challenge is. And mm-hmm. when I teach, I have a knack, I guess it's a gift that I've been given to be able to teach and to have the patience to teach. And, kids that have special challenges or special hurdles that they're trying to overcome and that they are overcoming and will overcome, I know that I can help and I know that I can get through to, different people from different walks of life and kids and so forth, and I'm a father myself as well, so that helps on top of it. And it's just something I love to do. I love to teach, and if I can help a kid or any person for that matter that might not relate to somebody else as well as I can relate to them and help them overcome some obstacles and some hurdles in their life and help them to get to their full potential, then man, I'm all for it, and that's just where I'm coming from. It's I don't per se have a special needs class that I do, but I have absolutely no reluctancy whatsoever in dealing with anyone who may have extra challenges to overcome in regards to teaching them guitar. And I've got one student in particular, his name's Al. And he is just a great dude, and he had a couple of other guitar teachers before me and had been taking lessons for a number of years. And once he and I met, he just began to excel, and I think it's because I didn't look at him any differently than, I did anybody else. I gave him respect, and I treated him as an equal. And you know, and he just loves it, and he and I get along great, and I'm helping him actually compose his own material, and I've done some recording work with him, and I feel that he's actually kind of musically gifted, and I don't think that anyone else really seen that in him, and so it's just really gratifying, you know, to be able to be involved in things like that and to see people become or reach their full potential, or at least get on their way, and then know that you played a little part in that, you know, a stepping stone for them. And it's just awesome, man. It's just awesome, and I love it. And I would love to get involved in more charity work and more things like that to help people that may have special challenges and special needs. I've got a special, place in my heart for deaf, especially deaf children. And I would love to work with someone in the future in helping them to be able to comprehend, music and so forth, and work with maybe organizations that may be doing some things. I'm sure there are out there. And if there are out there anyone listening, I encourage you to get a hold of me. And I'd love to work with you on that. And that would be a wonderful thing.
Oh, that's outstanding. I applaud you. I have an autistic son. And and I'll tell you one thing. I don't know about the git fiddle, but I'm gonna tell you right now, that child can keep a beat
right on.
Better than half the drummers that I know.
I absolutely believe it. You know, and the thing about it is what I've seen what seems to be the trend in regards to situations like that is that the person may be a little over challenged in one area, but they tend to excel in other areas.
Yeah,
so I think that kind of compensates.
Absolutely.
Like, just like when a person, if they lose a sight, or maybe lose hearing in one side, that one ear can overcome and actually become stronger than the two, or the way that a person, if they lose a limb, you know, the one limb will compensate for the missing limb, and so forth. I believe that the human mind is an incredible, incredible, incredible machine, and that it can do some great things. And I believe that's just one of the things that we're able to do. And everyone's here for a reason. And you know, we may not understand, you know, everyone's, we basically barely understand what we're doing here, let alone what some other people's purpose is here in life. So I'm
sure.
You know, I'm just happy to be involved in trying to do positive things and help people and, you know, just make this world a better place, man. There's too many people that aren't doing what they can do. If everyone could just do what they can do where they're at, man, it'd be a lot better place. It really would.
I agree with that one. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen, brother.
give me an amen. I did, absolutely.
Yes, you got it.
I'll tell you what. What needs to happen is Mansfield Park needs to sell 35 million records so you can just say, you know what, I'm done, I'm going to go teach.
Now you're preaching. There you go.
There you go.
That'd be wonderful. Or maybe someone in the band or one of the techs will hit the Mega Millions, man, and they'll just put us on Easy Street. Everything will do. We'll all be charities, always have free shows, every event we do will be free to the public, and always have a good cause and some great sponsorship behind that, and man, that would be an awesome thing.
Yeah,
if I was a multi-billionaire, you know, if I was one of the Bill Gates guys or a Trump or something like that, you know, it's like, man, you know, because the more you give away, the more it's going to come back to you, and that's the uniqueness of that type of thing, so...
Oh, yeah. Isn't that pretty much what Bono does now with YouTube? Pretty much damn near everything he does now is pretty much charity, isn't it?
Who's that?
Bono from U2. I think that's about what he does now.
Yeah, that's excellent. See, I love that. That's so awesome. And, you know, and I know he gets a lot of criticism from people. And you know what? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's like if a guy wants to make, you know what I mean? It's like everyone, you can't make everyone happy all the time. Either you're a sellout, or you're too hardcore, or you're too dogmatic, or you know what I'm saying? It's like you just got to be true to who you are, follow your heart, do what you know is right, what you have to do, walk your path. And, you know, that's what people need to do is, man, just keep their nose to their own path and row their own boat, you know what I'm saying? And that would be a good thing for all of us, I think. But yeah, Bob is a great guy. Definitely.
Absolutely. And you're kind of in an area too where you really do some good work. I mean, Detroit is. I can. Here in Stockton, I mean, we're ground zero, if you can believe it or not, but because you know, I'm pretty familiar with your area of the world, too. Believe it or not, we're actually ground zero for the housing crisis. So if you can imagine what Detroit's like and add a few hundred thousand homes, that's what it's like here. It's crazy.
Yeah, that has got to be just horrible. Because I'll tell you honestly, truthfully, without exaggeration, because we honestly, you know, and it's kind of interesting you bring that up because I myself personally just went through a situation in regards to getting foreclosed on and so forth, and we just got moved into a different place. And the neighborhood we moved out of, and it was not a really high-endy neighborhood. It was kind of a middle-upper-class neighborhood just on the outside of Detroit. And I'm not even exaggerating. On my street alone, there was probably within a half a mile strip, probably 6-7 houses on one street between a half a mile. That's just on one street in one residential district, and there's like that on every block. And the neighborhood moved into, we're back actually on the borders of Detroit now. And I'm telling you, on my block alone, it's probably 2/3 of the block is vacant lots or empty houses, and the other third, you know, are people who are obviously homeowners and, you know, taking care of their, you know, property and whatnot. But,
yeah
it's so if it's worse where you're at, oh, my goodness, that's horrible. That's just terrible, man. Yeah.
Yeah, there's 7 homes that have been foreclosed and within 15 houses of ours.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
It doesn't seem like there's any end in sight, you know.
There doesn't.
Obama's too worried about this health care bill, man. He needs to be worried about the American people and them people and us losing our homes. And he needs to be helping to develop more technology so that they can fire up some more factories and put some of the American people back to work. And here's another thing that from what I understand is in my area, the Ford Motor Company, they've got people laid off, and instead of bringing back the people they got laid off, they're hiring new people at, you know, at entry level rates, and I think that is rotten, man. It's like how loyal is that to, you know, some guy that's been working for you or working for the company for 10, 12, 15, even 20 years, and to be laid off, and then to have some guy, I know everyone needs work, but I mean, come on, you know, what if seniority isn't worth anything, then what's the point of having it, you know, and your unions and all this stuff, just, oh my gosh, it's such a mess. I'm starting to chase rats, man.
Well, I tell you what, you know, the odd thing is I almost be willing to bet you money that they didn't go to the people who have the experience and say, hey, listen, we want to bring you back at a reduced rate to help cut costs. And I'm going to tell you what, a job at reduced rates better than no job at all.
That's right. It's still going to be better than unemployment, what you're going to get for unemployment. And, yeah, man. So I, you know, it's just kind of raw how the, you know, how, and then it's kind of a vicious circle that takes place because the company treats its employees like that, then the employees turn around and don't put their heart into their product. And then who suffers? The American consumer, you know, that buys the product and they get a less than perfect, you know, product from what should have been a much, much better deal there. But, yeah, man, it's a mess, and it sounds like we're on we're doing a political a talk show advocacy or something.
Yeah,
we need to bring this back around to the music here, which brings us back to the park. And
that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm going to do because all these, you know, as we're talking about all these people who are in need and stuff, it brings us right back around to the B Selects Metal Best Metal Charity CD.
That's right.
You know what. This is a time for something like this because so many. I'm going to try to avoid going down another political road. So many services have been cut.
Yes.
And money for, you know, funding for research and funding for support and home support. All these services that these people need. I mean, this is you couldn't have picked a better time. You know. Dave and Scott, you know, they couldn't have picked a better time to come out with something like this, where this money can go to probably a group of folks that their services have been cut. I mean, I know, like I said, our artistic son has his service has been cut, and I can't see how that the people with muscular dystrophy, they're in the same boat.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep. Well, that's all right. I think this CD, I think, is going to do quite well, especially as things really get ramping up here and the word gets flying around. I think that I was talking a little earlier. You know, this is not one of those CDs where you've got one or two decent songs and then 15 of fluff crap. This
sure.
is cover to cover, front to back, good solid music by a bunch of individuals, people, bands, artists, writers, artists, can't forget Kelly Brightbill for the art that he donated in a time for the CD, the cover, the inside, and all that in the back.
All right, I can't wait to get a copy myself.
I'm telling you, hey, you know what? I'd say, let's get a little plug out there. You can go. Have you seen the cover yet?
I haven't even seen it. I heard all about it, and I know the bands that are involved in it, but I have not even seen it, and I'm really excited. I can't wait to get my hands on it. I can't wait to make it available, because that's something we want to have available at our shows as well, And
I'll tell you what. If you want to see it, if you go to www.troubleradiorocks.com,
uh-huh.
It's smack dab in the middle of our page. Just click on it. And a bigger screen will open up, and you can go in there and you can take a look around and stuff.
Excellent.
And
I'll check it out tonight.
Yeah. And as I talked to Dave earlier, looks towards me the right around on the end of the first week of June, because you got to toss Memorial Day in there, which of course screws everybody up for 3 whole days. Why, I don't know, but looking at like the end of the first week of June is what they're kind of looking at right now for it to be had.
Great. That's wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, good stuff, man. Well, listen, hey, I'm going to get you on your way into the evening, but I do appreciate a few moments of your time, half hour of your time. I love that.
Oh, hey, my pleasure. Always a pleasure to talk to you guys at Trouble Radio. Trouble Radio rocks!
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Alrighty, brother. Listen, you guys have a good week. What's left of it, anyways? A good weekend. Much success on the getting around there, touring, getting the word out, and have fun in the studio, bro.
Right on. Thanks, man. Hey, can I plug the site and throw some?
Do it.
All right. You want to hit us up on the web? You can find us at www.myspace.com/Mansfield Park Music. Or you can find Mansfield Park on Facebook. Just punch in Mansfield Park, and I promise you will find us. Hit us up, and we can't wait to talk to you.
Excellent. Well, I'll be adding you to my Facebook here shortly. I'm digging into the Facebook.
Please
love
do.
The Facebook.
Yeah, man, that seems to be the next wave, so we're digging on it, definitely.
Yeah, Facebook and Farmville, buddy. I'm in there.
Yeah, there you go. Farmville. That's funny.
I'm a Farmville junkie. It's crazy.
Right,
I plant my crops.
There you go. Yep.
All righty, bro. You awesome. Have yourself a good evening, and we'll talk to you.
Rock out, man. Mansfield Park and Trouble Radio rocks.
There you go, Kenny, buddy. All righty. You have a good evening, bro. We'll talk.
You too, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye. There you go. Mansfield Park. Kenny. Excellent. I mean, just listen to that guy talk. I mean, come on now. How can you not, how could you not enjoy a guy like that? I mean, he goes out of his way and actually it's not out of his way. That's probably the wrong thing to say, because it certainly doesn't sound like it's out of his way. He's out there helping people. Mansfield Park, donates their time to the B-Selects Metal CD. That's just another extension of helping people.